Dear friends in Christ, whenever you sing the battle hymn of the Republic of the Reformation, as this last hymn is known, does it occur to you that if you took the words seriously, you would be known as a very foolish person, a fool perhaps for Christ? The text which was read before is the word of the Apostle Paul telling of some of the abuse, some of the disappointment, some of the discouragement which he faced because he was a Christian. And not only a Christian, but someone who actually dared to go out into the world and to proclaim Christ crucified for all. A man who dared to say and to live by that saying, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. People around us today, and people around the Apostle Paul then, have the same questions in mind when they see a Christian suffer, or a Christian pastor or teacher or witness confessing his faith who is ridiculed. And they ask, if God really cared like you say he did, wouldn't he protect you? Would he let you suffer? And think how much worse it was in the early age when hundreds and thousands and ten thousands of people were slain because they dared to be a believing, witnessing fool for Christ's sake. The question today, I think, is not so much just what did all these other people do before us, but rather and more importantly, are we willing today in this our age to be a fool for Christ's sake? The Apostle Paul described all the abuses he endured, or at least he summarized them. He probably didn't get to the bottom of the list. But he tells in his second letter to the Corinthians, for example, how often he was beaten, how often he was stoned, how often he was imprisoned, how often he was left for dead, how often he was mocked and ridiculed and scorned and despised and hated and chased from town to town. And if we think that's bad, and we do, then what about all the fools for Christ's sake mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11? People like Noah, who for because he believed the word of God was willing to build an ark on the side of a mountain. People like Abraham, who because he believed were willing to leave their home and family and abandon all and take up a new life wherever God chose. Or people like Gideon, who entered a battle with 300 men against an army of 125,000 and was not afraid because he believed the promise of God. Today on this day, as we particularly remember the Reformation and the life and the work of Martin Luther, we have to count him too as a fool for Christ's sake. Knowing the difficulties of his life, particularly after he once challenged the church of his day on those basic historic scriptural truths, I wonder how many people came to Martin Luther and said, "Martin, you're being very foolish. Why don't you keep these things to yourself? Or certainly don't be so blatant about it." And yet Martin went on day after day proclaiming that only the Word was the foundation and the norm for all doctrine and faith, sola scriptura. And it was only by the grace of God that people could or would be saved. It was not by their works, not because they deserved it or earned it, or because God somehow changed his mind, but because of the grace, the abundant grace of God in Jesus Christ, in that God laid upon him the sins of us all, for no other reason than that he loved us. While we were yet sinners, and Christ died for us, and for all the ungodly. Sola gratia, by the grace of God alone, and only by faith. The bumper sticker that says, "I found Christ," makes it appear as though it is by man's volition that he chooses to believe in Jesus Christ and turn his back on everything else. It should be reversed. Christ has found us. And by the power of his Holy Spirit working in baptism and through the Word, he has created a new life and new faith in our hearts. He has directed us away from this world and sin and Satan and hell and damnation to Christ Jesus, the one Savior of all mankind. Sola fidei, alone by faith which God implants in our hearts. To believe these things and to profess them publicly and unashamedly is certainly going to mark you and me as a fool for Christ, as some kind of a fanatic who flies against human rules and ordinances such as, you need to be the captain of your own ship and fate. You need to be controlled. These are not the things that are important. There are other things far more important than faith in Christ, the grace of God, and the Scriptures alone. Today's gods are just as numerous as they were in the day of the old Greek and Roman Empire. They're called by slightly different names, but in essence, they are the same. Whether you call it materialism, or secularism, or humanism, or intellectualism, or the worship of achievement and the worship of success, or where you talk about and extol the virtue of self-understanding, self-gratification, self-illumination, if you will, and all the others, none of them can take the place of God in our lives, although in many lives they do. And yet they are powerless to save. A man may be ever so rich, but when he dies without a shirt and slips into eternity without as much as a shirt on his back. The finest computers in the land may be invented and put into use, but at any one time, 95% of them are already obsolete. Medical science, for all of the plaudits we give, has not found the cure to some of the dread diseases and will never find the cure for mortality and for sin sickness and a heart that is alienated from God. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ can resolve those greatest problems that are ours as people living on this little ball called the earth. It is only through Christ Jesus that our relationship with God is restored and that we can have any real, true, lasting relationship with each other. It is only because of Christ that our sins are forgiven and that we can look forward with joy, not only to days out of school or in some kind of a posh situation or with money and fame and adulation, popularity and prestige and all the rest of these things. The thing that really counts is whether we know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and by the grace of God have received Christ into our heart as our Lord, as our Savior, as the King of Kings. A mighty fortress is our God. He was a mighty fortress for all the heroes of faith in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, and in times in between in Martin Luther's life, and he is ours too. Are we willing to be a fool for Christ's sake? Yes, we are. Thank God, and may God keep us strong in faith throughout our ministry, throughout our life, and through all eternity where faith will no longer be needed. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto eternal life. Amen.